Forgive me for everything I've done in the past, when everything was going so fast, and now I just can't go on. Forgive me.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, you're tuned to the Power Half Hour on Radio Islam International. As most listeners would know now, this Sunday that has just passed, you know, we experienced double tragedy in our family. We lost our young cousin Rida Ismail, and a few hours later we actually witnessed, my wife and I witnessed, the passing of my wife's cousin Feroz Khan.
Then I will be stronger if you are by my side.
Rida was a wonderful example of true resilience and personification of how to rise above life's challenges with a smile despite all that he had been tested with health-wise. Feroz was a model example of a father, brother, a friend, a truly wonderful person. Both will be sorely missed. Two more flowers have returned to the garden of Allah. May Allah make it easy for both the families and grant ease at this difficult time. And I thought it would be apt to pull out this discussion that I had with Sumaya Kuvadia on the 11th of April 2016. And we were discussing, you know, dealing with the loss of a loved one. May Allah grant Rida and Feroz the highest sages of Jannatul Firdaus, Ameen, and grant ease to the family at this difficult time.
You're the one that makes me smile, and you know. Forgive me before the day comes when I die. I open up my eyes, now I'm trying to fight. Cause I've walked away, came back for you. Don't take me away. I'll run to you, and I will never let you go. You're the one that makes me smile, and you know.
Interactions through SMS 488-55, WhatsApp 072-786-1548, or tweet EJAZ at EJAZ_K.
Everything was going so fast, and now I just can't go on. Forgive me for everything I've done in the light, for everything I've done in the night that I thought wasn't wrong. But I know that you are really loving, you are really caring. I can't realize, but you know.
Discussion with life coach Sumaya Kuvadia. We're discussing the topic of grief and losing a loved one, how to deal with the loss. Yes, indeed, I get the thumbs up from the engineer. Sumaya Kuvadia is on the line with us now. Life coach Sumaya Kuvadia, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi jaz.
How are you doing, Sumaya?
Alhamdulillah, I'm very well. How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair for availing yourself to speak with us. This topic you are going to be helping us on is grief. Let's explore grief, right?
Okay. You know, when it comes to grief, Ijaz, it's a natural response to loss. it's that emotional suffering that one feels when someone or something you love is taken away.
Mm-hmm.
And the more significant the loss, the more intense the grief. That's basically how it is. Some losses that we have are not so significant. You know, they're minor things, and very quickly we can sort of process and get over it. But some losses are really intense, especially if you've lost a loved one, somebody near and dear and close to you, then those become more difficult. And, you know, going through that process can become even more difficult if you don't know really how to cope and you don't have the coping skills and tools.
Right. Now, Sumaya, is it normal to feel like the pain and sadness may never end?
Yes, it's absolutely normal, Ijaz, because, you know, remember again that losing someone or something you deeply love and care about is a very painful experience. And all kinds of emotions may be experienced, you know, from sadness to just total despair, helplessness. All of these emotions, you know, rise. That's what happens. And feeling like the pain and sadness will never end is absolutely normal. Because, you know, these reactions are due to that significant loss, you know, like we've just explained now.
Hmm.
And while there is no right or wrong way to grieve, there are healthy ways to cope with pain that in time, inshallah, will help the person that is going through this grief. Again, as Muslims, you know, we believe firmly in the will of Allah, and it's having that faith and will to submit that sometimes just makes it more easier. You know, it allows more room for us to accept a loss. But then again, however, as humans, we feel the pain of separation, and the pain and sadness from that loss is felt deeply. It becomes unhealthy, you know, at that point where we question Allah's will or refuse to accept what has happened.
Yes.
When we go back to how our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mourned, even he mourned, you know, at the loss of his dear and beloved ones.
Hmm.
You know, something to this effect was, you know, once at the, you know, it was one of his sons that had passed away.
Ibrahim.
And upon his death, Abdul Rahman bin Auf asked, he was very surprised when he saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shedding tears. And he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, O Prophet of Allah, you have been restraining us from weeping for the dead. How is it that you are now shedding tears at the death of your son? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's reply was something to the effect, I have never said that you should not weep on the death of your dear ones. I have said that you should not make excessive lamentations on the death of your near ones, and neither are the indecent or objectionable words. So we come back to, you know, that questioning and not wanting to accept. Sometimes it becomes very difficult, especially I think when, you know, when things happen so suddenly, especially when parents lose children all of a sudden.
Hmm.
People can sometimes get stuck in that phase of not wanting to accept immediately. And you know what's very important, Ijaz, that affection before trauma, the body freezes. And I'll tell you why this is, you know, so relevant and why I'm mentioning this.
Right.
Because when there's a loss of a loved one, and you know, it's just all of a sudden, that initial shock, you know, when you hear this is what happened, is what gets frozen, and then we traumatized in that instant. And we stay frozen. This is the amazing thing about trauma. You know, the body, that part that got traumatized, stays frozen until we go in for some kind of trauma counseling or therapy. And then when we go further, you know, when we look at another major aspect that warrants professional help is when the grief doesn't let up over time. You know, it's that sadness of losing a loved one at times. It never really goes away completely.
Yes.
But it shouldn't become center stage in your life. And sometimes for some people, it's like even after months or after years, when they talk about their loved ones that they've lost, they still are so emotional over their grief and that loss. And it's that suffering, you know, that sometimes it is called, you know, complicated grief. It's like being stuck in an intense state of mourning. And it's almost like something that never really ends. That's when I say people should go out and seek their professional help. Because believe me, time doesn't heal that kind of loss. You have to go and learn their coping skills. Go out and seek that help where a professional can help you to go through the different stages of grief, which we will touch on a little later on.
Today we are discussing dealing with the loss of a loved one. We're speaking to Life Coach Sumaya Kumaria. Okay, now Sumaya, is it true that we all grieve differently?
Absolutely. You know, grieving is a personal experience, and how you grieve depends on many factors. you know, it includes your personality and your coping style, your faith, you know, your faith. Your faith is your spiritual foundation. That becomes very, very important when you are going through loss and through grief. And then again, it's your life experiences and then the nature of your loss. So all of these factors combined, you know, makes grief a very, very personal process that each person goes through. And everybody's way of coping is completely different. Some people might withdraw completely, while other people feel they need to talk about the thing all the time in order to process. So grief is just something that's very personal, and there is no right or wrong way to grieve.
Now, Sumaya, how long does the grieving process last?
Again, Ijaz, that is, you know, very individualized because every individual is different and there is no time on grief again. You know, some might say, okay, there's a 3 month or a 6 month period. Grief has many layers. Just when you think, you know, you're done grieving, something else pops up. You know, it's a memory, or maybe you go somewhere and something reminds you of that person. And again, if you haven't processed that grief properly and gone through, you know, gone through that grief where you are now healed, yes, you may still miss that person, but you haven't healed from that grief. And automatically when you put into that scenario again, maybe it's a smell, maybe it's somebody that reminds you of that person, and all over again, that grief comes and washes all over you. You know, so again, when we look at it, grief is just different for everyone. There is no time as to how long each person may grieve. Some people, like I said, might get over it much more quicker. Some people might take longer. You know, and it doesn't really matter as long as a person is basically going through that process. But again, like I said, know exactly when it is that you can't help yourself. The amount of time that has lapsed from the time of your loss, you know, till, let's just say 1 year later, and everything in your mind is still fresh like the day when you lost your loved one, then you know, you're stuck in that mourning phase and you need outside help.
Tasmea, what are the 5 stages of grief?
Yes, that's very important, Ijaz, because, you know, there are 5 stages of grief. And when you look at the first stage of grief, it's denial and isolation. You know, and this is basically the first reaction at times when we learn of a death of a loved one. You know, it's to deny the reality of the situation. This can happen sometimes, especially, you know, like I said, if, you know, if people are just losing loved ones all of a sudden, you know, one day they were okay and the next day all of a sudden they're gone. Or, you know, if it happens like, for example, in a car accident and you lose someone. It's just so sudden that in that instant, you know, people just deny. They cannot accept the reality of what has happened. And it takes them a while before all of that sinks in. And again, this is a normal reaction to rationalize overwhelming emotions. And it's just a temporary response that carries one through the first wave of pain. This is very important for people to sort of remember and understand. Again, everybody doesn't go through these stages. But this is just, you know, some people go through these stages. So it's very important to understand what grief is all about and the different stages of grief. Then when we come to the second stage is anger. As the denial wears off and reality sets in, you know, when that intense emotion is felt, one can tend to express a lot of anger, you know, regarding the loss. And then when we move into the third stage, it's, you know, bargaining. That again also is a normal reaction to feelings of helplessness and vulnerability. You know, we get into this position of, if only I saw the signs. Some people, you know, sort of go into that. If only I was there, you know, just to see that person, you know, for the last time. Or if only I was there to just say my last salam or goodbye. You know, things like that. Then when we go into the fourth stage, which is now when depression sets in. It's that feeling that's very private. You know, it's our quiet preparation to separate us from our loss. But at times we can get stuck here in this place, you know, where we can just sort of go on in that depressed state where this emptiness and despair is something that is constant. Again, I tell people, when you're stuck in this phase and you can't get out of this phase, go out and seek that help. Because you're not meant to stay in this phase of constant emptiness and despair forever. When we come to the last phase, which is acceptance, the amazing thing about this phase is that reaching the stage is a gift not afforded to everyone. You know, because death may be sudden or unexpected, or one may not even be able to look beyond the denial and anger, which is the first 2 stages. And this stage is marked by withdrawal and calm. That's what basically happens when someone just accepts that this is what it is. You know, it can happen even with, you know, not just with death or with losing a loved one or things like that. You know, when people are really sick, terminally ill people, they come to a point of acceptance and all of a sudden you realize that they're very calm and withdrawn. This is just when you reach that stage of acceptance, you take on those kind of behaviors. And it's not a period of happiness, and it must be distinguished between you know, acceptance and depression, because depression again is very, very different. You know, while we're going through the grieving process, what's also very important to note that, you know, grief is different every single day. One moment we can be okay and we'll be a little happy. We find those little joyous moments in between our grief. Depression, on the other hand, is something that is constant. You don't feel happy at all. That constant despair and emptiness is with you all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's when you know, again, reach out for that help and go and get that help. Because I've noticed, you know, I've worked with a few people who, even after years, they've lost their loved ones and they thought they processed all of that grief. But when they come in for therapy and you touch on that point of their loss, even though it happened years ago, it brings up so much of emotional trauma, and you know these people haven't processed all of that grief.
Now, Sumaya, does everyone go through these five steps of grief? And if not, why not?
Everybody doesn't go through these five stages of grief, because you don't have to experience all of this, you know, in order to go through this. And sometimes I think, you know, contrary to popular belief, you know, one does not have to go through all these stages in order to heal and get, you know, get, not just, I won't say get over it, but actually start functioning again and living your normal life. In fact, some people resolve their grief without going through any of these stages. And I notice that these people take a lot of comfort from prayer. You know, they become very, very spiritual. And this is basically their therapy. It becomes therapeutic, and that's their way of moving through their grief. So again, you know, I will go back to this point that there is no right or wrong way to grieve and to get over loss. But know that when the pain is as intense as the day it happened, and there's no shift, you know, you have to feel that shift that's happening, that I can sense that pain is getting a little less. When you sense that the pain is not moving at all, and the nature of that pain, you know, is not even moving slightly, even though it's been months or years, then know that, again, you need assistance. And, you know, sometimes I notice that when people lose loved ones, they just feel that time will heal. But sometimes it's not time that will heal. You have to go out and get that help. You know, where somebody on the outside can help you deal and cope with everything that has happened to you. And all the loss that has happened to you, you can process all of that.
You gave us the five steps of grief, but what are the steps to overcome and heal from grief?
When we come to the steps, you know, to overcome and heal from the grief, you know, basically first we have to look at, you know, is accepting. Just accept that loss is a basic part of our life cycle.
Yes.
And sometimes, you know, when you look at grief, Ijaz, it's about more than your feelings. It will show up in how you think, not just your emotions of how I'm feeling. It shows up in how you think as well. You know, sometimes you may go through this disbelief that the person actually died and is no longer. You may have these episodes where your mind is confused and thinking all muddled. You know, that is now just at the initial stages of grief. And you may find it difficult to concentrate. And then again, when we come to the physical part, you know, physical responses may be experienced as well. Some people might even experience tightness in their throat. You know, heaviness across the chest. Pain around your heart. You know, sometimes they say when you're feeling that intense emotional pain, you know, that pain in your heart, it can be felt as a physical pain as well. So, you know, that pain around your heart can be felt as a physical intense pain. Sometimes your stomach could be upset, you know, where you have intestinal problems or indigestion, things like that, where you just cannot accept that this has happened. You might have like hot flashes, you know, like you're just feeling hot all of a sudden, or cold chills. These are all part of grief and all part of how it, you know, affects a person on the physical aspect. And then again, changes in behavior may occur. You know, your sleep patterns may change, your appetite may change. You might feel that you're a little more restless than normal. But again, these are all normal reactions. And as the days and the months go by, you would feel better. But then again, if you're not coping and these are ongoing things, then go out and get that help once again. you know, when we go back into, you know, accepting that the loss is a basic part of our life, and you know, out of anybody's life cycle, you have to experience loss at some point in your life. So coping with that is very, very important. Again, when we see one of the other steps is don't try to attempt to stifle your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, some people like to distract themselves. You know, instead of feeling all that sadness and that grief, you know, let's rather forget and let's do something else or talk about something else that doesn't entail grief or sadness. Doing that is just going to prolong that grieving process. And then again, Ijaz, this is very important. Tears are part of grieving.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely okay, you know, to tear and to cry from time to time. And then again, as a person that's giving support to those that have lost loved ones, just be a very good listener. Sometimes the grieving person, all they need is just to talk, because talking allows them to process a lot. So, you know, we shouldn't be judging them for how long they're grieving or for what they're saying. Just be a listener. Just listen to them, because you don't realize that just by you listening to them, that alone is therapy for these people. And grief work is very, very important, because grief can't simply be healed with time. Like we said again, it just can't be healed with time with, you know, with certain people. So going through the grief work, which is the five steps that we talked about, and, you know, different coping skills and tools is part of the grief work that can help a person to process, you know, these difficult emotions that they really cannot deal with on their own. That's basically, you know, some of the steps that can help people. And just working through that pain. And then another thing also is, you know, just to adjust your environment where your loved one is no longer present. Some people keep mementos, they keep pictures, you know, they keep little things around their house or around their environment that keeps on reminding them of the loss. And that sometimes can become very, very unhealthy, because every time you look at this, all of those intense emotions are brought up. You know, I'm hoping that people have found some kind of, you know, information out of all this that we've shared today.
I'm sure they have.
And just be able to help themselves, you know, and know that grieving again is something different for every single person. There is no time limit on grief. There is no right or wrong way to grieve also, because every single person is different.
So now we've got a few minutes to go. Let's try and get a few of the myths in, right? The first one, the pain will go away faster if you ignore it. What do you say about that?
Well, it does. The fact is that, you know what, it's not going to go away, right? Because it's important for you, you know, to basically feel that pain when it comes up. Feeling that pain is basically what's going to help you to heal. Trying to ignore it again is just going to prolong everything, because trust me, when you ignore it, there's only a certain amount of time you can ignore it before that pain, you know, comes back in your face and it's staring at you and you need to deal with it. So ignoring it is not going to make the pain go away. You have to face it and you have to learn to deal with it, because grief is something you have to go through. It's not something that you just overcome.
Okay, the next myth. It's important to be strong in the face of loss. What do you say?
This is an important one. You know, people think that they have to be strong in the face of a loss. But the fact is that feeling sad or lonely or frightened is a normal reaction to loss.
Mm-hmm.
And crying doesn't mean you are weak. You don't need to protect your family or your friends by putting on a brave front. Because sometimes showing your true feelings can help them and you. Because sometimes, you know, when everybody's grieving together, it can help people to process and to heal much quicker as well. So these myths are, you know, sometimes just myths that don't really have any basis, you know, when it comes to the whole grieving process. You know, there is one more myth, Ijaz, that, you know, where people feel that crying, you know, that basically if you don't cry, you aren't sorry about loss.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is that crying is a normal response to sadness, but it's not the only one. Because those who don't cry may feel pain as deeply as others, but it's just that they have a different way of showing it. That's basically what it is. So again, it's, you know, when we come to the whole idea of grief and loss, everybody's way of dealing is just different. And again, I'm going to, you know, go back to this point, because I know there's lots of people out there who even after months and years are still sitting with the grief of lost and loved, you know, with the loss of loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
And they still cannot move beyond that. You know, I will tell you, I urge you, please go out and seek that help, because there is that help for you to get over, not to get over that loss entirely where you forget the person, because we humans, we cannot forget.
Yes.
But in order to just function normally again and not be, you know, washed over with this grief every single time you think about it, because that can really, really drain you physically as well as make you very sick.
Life coach Samia Kubari, JazakAllah khair for all of the insight and pearls of wisdom that you have, you know, dispersed for our listeners' information.
Ameen. JazakAllah so much for this opportunity again, Ijaz.
Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
That was life coach Samia Kubari talking to us on how to deal with the loss of a loved one.
Forgive me for everything I've done in the past, when everything was going so fast, and now I just can't go on. Forgive me for everything I've done in the light, for everything I've done in the night that I thought wasn't wrong. But I know that you are really loving, you are really caring. I can't realize, but you know that, that I will be better, that I will be stronger if you are by my side.